Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you've hung in this week because we're going to learn another part of this fight. When Misty finally gives in to the Lord and she starts having some breakthrough, now she has to understand and get to that place where there's not just God. You also have an enemy working against you. You have an enemy working in your thoughts. You have an enemy trying to steer you a certain way. And I'm anxious to hear about how in the world did she deal with that part of being able to get free.
So, I'm thinking, oh, we're good. I'm not operating in this eating disorder anymore. I don't have the mental anguish of going around in these cyclical thoughts anymore. So, it's good. But, of course, that's when the enemy likes to amp it up. And what I've noticed, at least in my life, is that once you kind of walk through a certain thing, that when he comes back at you and he tries to come the same way and that doesn't work, mm-hmm. he changes his tactic a little bit to something else he knows will work. Now, mind you, I've struggled with anger in my life. I grew up in a household where it was just kind of an angry atmosphere. I've continued the angry atmosphere. I mean, it was another one of my bents. And so I had not really struggle with it as much since hitting that point with Jesus where he just kind of set me free from that, or so I thought, because then here comes the enemy with this tactic against me. And so I start working for a family. It turns out to not necessarily, I went full time doing that, and I've not worked full time since before I had my almost 9-year-old. So I mean, it was a big change, a big shift, one that I was originally very excited about. It ended up not being anything like I expected or was kind of told that it would be. And I felt very not valued. I felt overlooked, not valued, and I started to
hitting
get very
some of those
angry.
Early
yes.
lies.
Going back, exactly.
Back to some of those lies, it just in a completely different way.
Yes, totally new tactic, because now the eating disorder way of doing it's not going to work. And I wasn't ready for this, because I'm thinking, oh, the Lord's dealt with that. I'm good, on to the next. Now it's a season, you know, I'm thinking this is the season of of arrest. Good. I was not. So I get to working for this family, and again, just I was told it was going to be one thing and ended up being a totally other thing. The demand on my time was way more than I anticipated. The things I was doing, again, not anything like I was anticipating. And a lot of anger started to rise up. And again, like I said, the other lies started coming. Well, they don't value you, so really you're probably not valuable. And I would like to say that I just saw that for what it was right off and was like, I rebuke that. I didn't. I got in that. I got in that whirlwind, because you add on still trying to be a mom. My kids are losing it because they're used to me being with them all the time, and now I'm not. So my home life is chaotic as far as the kids go, because their kids don't know to come. So, Mom, I'm a young child, and I'm really stressed out that you're not here anymore and things. If kids don't do that, they just scream.
No, they just act out.
Yeah, they scream and start pitching fits, fighting with each other, and oh, what is wrong with you guys? Like, and so add that on. My husband, he's doing good, but he works a lot. So, I mean, he's not, you know, it's still me at the house when I'm there. My dad, bless his heart, took on watching my kids while I worked, and it's tiring him out. You know, it's just everything. Nice little recipe for chaos.
Yes.
And also, honestly, getting with the Lord, like I was talking about prioritizing last time, was a lot more difficult. By the time my kids got to bed at night, that 5 or 10 minutes, well, I couldn't even barely pray. I was so exhausted. I was on my, you know, I'm an active person. Anyone that knows me knows that anyway. But I mean, this was just another level because it was the activity physically, but then you had the mental stuff and then the enemy coming at me. It was just exhausting. And I found that I couldn't even really get quiet. Even when I did sit, I couldn't get quiet with the Lord like I was in that little breakthrough moment. So, I mean, I started doing, you know, the things. You just put on worship music when you can, and you do the things. And it, some days were good, some days were bad. The mainstay was, again, even though I couldn't get quiet in front of the Lord like I thought was the quality way to do it, I still just tried to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, God kept me in this way longer than I wanted to be. I was like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I cannot do this. I don't want to. I didn't sign up for this. And I mean, this is the theme. He asked me to stay and to walk, you know, walk it out. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I just got done walking something out and in time for a break. I thought that's what it is, you know? And so I stayed here. But what he did was deal with the anger in me, because that was still there. I thought that that was gone. It wasn't. It was still there. Now it had been overshadowed because of the eating disorder, and those behaviors were a little more pressing thing to deal with at the time. But that was still there when I thought it wasn't. And so he had to deal with the anger in me. Man, it really looked, he was really there. And I didn't, the sad thing was, I didn't even know it. Like, it wasn't manifesting at that point. I didn't know it was there.
And only God knew that this anger thing was part of what was feeding the eating disorder. It was part of that root of that eating disorder.
It developed into bitterness. And that's what he showed me. I actually, through staying in this place and having to walk it out, he wouldn't let me leave it. And through not letting me leave it, and I'm like, why? I got angry again. I got angry at the Lord again. This time, though, I've walked this. So I know I can say, yeah, I'm kind of agitated at you. I'm mad. Again, I'm mad. I thought we worked through the anger at you. But he's like, well, I'm not doing what you want me to do. So, but I'm doing what you need. And so I'm like, okay, well, what is it then? Because I know your character enough now to understand that if you're leaving me here, there's a reason. So can we just get to that? What is it? And it turns out that with the anger, not only fueling that, I still somewhere was believing, well, I'm not valuable, not a lovable person. That was still there. So he had to deal with that again. So I had to break some more things tied to that he showed me. And then, though, I have allowed the anger.
When she says break some more things with that, is breaking the lies that she believed about herself.
Yes. He would point out the things that I believed, and I would have to literally be like, okay, I break agreement with that. I break agreement that I'm not lovable. I break agreement that I deserve to be overlooked. I break agreement that I'm not worth investing time into because I don't have a good future, like things like that. And then, but I had allowed through the anger and trying to suppress it and trying to act like it wasn't there, because that's how it started in this season before I realized that I'm angry again. I try to just kind of brush it to the side. You're stressed or whatever, but it turned into some bitterness and unforgiveness. And I had to really look because there were people in my life and things, and it would be crazy that things would just come out of nowhere. Like, you remember that from like 20 years ago? You didn't forgive that person. Now, I didn't know all of that was fueling all of this, but he did. Now, the funny thing is, God deals with things the way he wants to. So these things were things that had fueled my eating disorder. But notice this particular set of things he dealt with after the behaviors had already been dealt with. Yes. I wasn't acting in an eating disorder at this point. But had he not dealt with that and now dealing with these things, I could very well be sitting here today underweight and needing to go back into treatment and losing my children. Or be dead, you know, honestly.
It's a whole process of submission.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
And I had to let go of what I thought it should look like.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing, because I, you know, we like
to... Doesn't recovery look like getting free? Yeah. Boom, done.
He needs to know this, and this. No, I've already dealt with that. We walked through this. I don't know, but through the whole thing, showing me how to submit to him, walking with me on how to trust him, because if I don't, you know, through submitting, I didn't always submit willingly. So if you're listening to this, just understand I didn't. I just did it out of obedience. Yeah. My heart wasn't always in it. I was just like, fine. All right, whatever. I'll do it because I do love you, but I'm not happy that you're asking me to do this, but I'll just do it. And so, but through that, he led me into knowing I could trust him. And through him dealing with all these other things, he's getting me to not go back. But he had to let go of my schema of, well, this is how it goes. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it's like step 12, step 25, step 1, step 3. You know, it just threw my whole framework of what it should look like upside down. Because, again, I don't need to depend on my knowledge, because that got me needing to be free of all this stuff. It got me in the bondage. Depending on him and his knowledge and his ways is what got me out.
Well, and each time you break these lies, and each time you go forward and you are embracing the truth, you're chasing the darkness away from you, because they have no room to work. Mm-hmm. When you break bitterness, when you break unforgiveness, mm-hmm. even if it's hard to forgive, the willingness to be willing to forgive, you got to stop and then allow the Lord to work through you to do those things. Mm-hmm. And so where are you right now, this moment?
This moment, I am a work in progress. He's dealt with those. I don't struggle as much with those things, those particular mm-hmm. things anymore. But I'm a work in progress. Are there days I don't get angry? No. I mean, I've yelled at my kids and made them cry in the last week. Am I proud of that? No. I ask forgiveness. I get down to my kids' level and ask them, you know, but there's always something. And he still is working with me on, because, you know, I like to know things. I don't like unknown things. It makes me uncomfortable. I like to know answers. I like to know this is what's going to happen, or this is what's going to happen. And he's just building me up that I don't always have to know those things. So where I would say right now is, I would say the Lord's enriching our and deepening our relationship and showing me more ways. Like, I think I'm like, all right, I trust you. We're good. I trust you. Sure. But again, I have to watch, because saying the certain things doesn't necessarily make them so in your heart. And so he so walks me through that. I'll be like, all right, I heard the Lord and I'm saying this on some, but sometimes he talks to me and I'm not sure I hear him. I'm like, is this the Lord or is this my brain? I don't know. So he all the time. I mean, I know some, but I don't know all the time, but he walks me through this, and he'll do these little things that show me like, hey, you're hearing me. We're walking this together. And I mean, you look at the world. There's so many things that are not known, and basically you just need to get comfortable and being uncomfortable that I don't know what's going on. And that's kind of where I'm at. But I mean, I feel like we're on a good road and we're thriving. Mm-hmm. My husband, my kids, just we're in right alignment. He's turned everything upside mm-hmm. down, but greatly. Like, I'm thankful.
And I bet you're thankful that you stayed.
Yes. Look, yes. I'm great, and just understand, listeners, that the staying wasn't in a good attitude. So
sometimes you just got to obey, and then you work on the attitude later. But I think that a lot of Christians are in these spots and have these kinds of questions and have these kinds of struggles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes to get free, you have to just obey.
That's it.
You know,
it's worth it.
As
every
little
second.
Kids, when you tell them to stay out of the street, they don't know that being in the street means that they could get hurt. But you have to make them obey, even though they don't understand.
That's right.
So that's where God has us. Sometimes we just have to obey.
Yep.
So I would encourage each and every one of you, think of those areas in your own life where you might need to just obey, where there's an area where you're not obeying. Thank you, Misty, for spending this time and being as honest and open as you are right now. It's a good work that God is doing.
Thank you.
Because many people are exactly where you're at.
I hope it helps.
Thank you guys for listening. I look forward to seeing you next week. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.